Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, partly sunny with a high near 37 degrees, calm wind becoming northwest 5 to 9 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 15. Friday, a 50% chance of snow afternoon, cloudy with a high near 20. East wind around 15 miles an hour with gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. No snow accumulation of around an inch possible. And in the news for today, Matt Rothschild, the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, shared a commentary related to voting rights in the state of Wisconsin in which he said, Republican State Representative Timothy Ramthan introduced a bill, LRB 5221, at the end of last year to dissolve the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Ramthan's bill would get rid of the Wisconsin Elections Commission by June 30, 2023, and would transfer all the commissioner's duties to the Secretary of State. Those duties include not only the administering of elections in Wisconsin, but also the certification of those elections. Putting a partisan official in charge of our elections would mark a radical and scary departure for Wisconsin and would further corrode confidence in our election here. But the bill may be part of a long play by some Republicans. In late November, Assembly Representative Amy Laudenbach announced she would not seek re-election in 2022. A few days later, she declared her candidacy for Secretary of State and said that this position should have more authority over our election administration. Currently, the Secretary of State is Doug LaFollette, who is 81 years old and has held the post for most of the last five decades. If Laudenbach were to defeat LaFollette or any other Democrat in November, and if Governor Tony Evers were to lose his bid for re-election at the same time, then the Republicans could pass Ramthan's bill and put Laudenbach in charge of our elections. This move appears to be part of a national strategy by Republican operatives and Trump backers. On November 29th, the Washington Post ran a story entitled, quote, Trump allies work to place supporters in key election positions across the country, spurring fears about the future vote challenges, end quote. It noted that, quote, if they succeed, Trump and his allies could pull down some of the guardrails that prevented him from overturning Biden's win by creating openings to challenge the results next time, end quote. Steve Bannon, for instance, declared on one of his podcasts last fall, quote, we're taking over all the elections, end quote, and he told CNN, quote, it's about winning elections with the right people, make America great again, people. We will have our people at every level, end quote. Former Republican Governor Tommy Thompson announced his resignation as president of the University of Wisconsin system last week. His final day will be March 18, 2022. Thompson's departure is the second major resignation within the UW system that has taken place since this past fall. University of Wisconsin-Madison Chancellor Rebecca Blank announced in October that she will also be leaving the UW system at the end of the spring academic term, vacating another crucial spot. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.